Good morning, RTE Radio 1 on Friday the 14th of May. It's 7 o'clock and this is Morning Ireland with Rachel English and Áine Loughran. Just as we came on air, the Rotunda Maternity Hospital issued a statement saying they're experiencing a major ransomware cyber attack which is affecting all of the hospital's electronic systems and records. Staff at the hospital are working to resolve the issue. All appointments have been cancelled for today, Friday the 14th of May. The only exception is for patients who are 36 weeks or more pregnant, and otherwise clients are asked not to attend the Rotunda unless it's an emergency. The master of the Rotunda Hospital, Fergal Malone, is on the line. Fergal Malone, good morning, and tell us how this evolved.
Good morning, Áine. We discovered during the night that we were the victim of what's called a Conti ransomware attack. This has, we also believe, affected other hospitals. And it basically means that we've had to shut down all of our computer systems. Now, thankfully, we have contingency plans in place for this, that the hospital can function absolutely normally using a paper-based system. But obviously, throughput will be much slower. So all patients in the hospital are safe. All the care is being provided. There's no problems for patient safety. But as a precaution, we're asking all patients who have appointments at the Rotunda today to not attend the hospital unless it's an emergency or unless they're 36 weeks pregnant or over.
The machinery and equipment, the life-saving machinery and equipment that you would have in the delivery suites and the premature baby units, are they all okay?
Yes, all equipment such as that are all absolutely operational and fine. It's computers logging into electronic healthcare records. That is the issue, and the ability to access patient demographics, things like that, computer-based systems. They've all been taken offline as a precaution. But we have systems in place to revert back to what you might call old-fashioned paper-based record keeping. But as you can imagine, when a new patient arrives at the front door of the hospital, traditionally you type in her name into a computer and get all of her details. That can't happen now, so we have to do that by hand and paper. So throughput as patients come through the front door will be much slower than normal.
I'm just seeing a statement just in from the HSE, Fergal Malone. The HSE says there has been a significant ransomware attack on the HSE IT systems. They have taken the precaution of shutting down all of their IT systems in order to protect them from this attack and to allow the HSE to fully assess the situation with their security partners. The HSE apologises for the inconvenience to patients and to the public and will give further information as it becomes available, and we'll be bringing that to you throughout the programme. But that would suggest a really widespread attack is going on here, Fergal Malone, would it?
Yeah, it would certainly seem to be. We use a very common system throughout the HSE for registering patients and getting their demographics, and it is certainly seems as if that may have been the entry point or source, because if you start seeing this in other hospitals, that is the more likely explanation. Four major maternity hospitals in Ireland are already fully electronic: ourselves, National Maternity Hospital, Cork University Maternity Hospital and Kerry. So we all use the same electronic system. But beyond that, it's a hospital registration system that is common across most hospitals in Ireland. And it seems to therefore be affecting those hospitals as well.
And just a further update on that cyber attack on HSE IT systems. We were talking to the master of the Rotunda Hospital about how it has affected them. All outpatient visits for today for patients under 36 weeks pregnant are cancelled, as are gynae clinics. And unless it's an emergency, patients are asked to stay away. There has been a message in from the HSE. This cyber attack has not affected the vaccination programme. So that's a reassurance. Anyone who is due to have their vaccinations today, those vaccinations are going ahead as normal, and the HSE IT system for the vaccinations, to the best of our information so far, is not affected. As I say, we're working on this story and we'll continue to bring you more information on it. Morning Ireland, it's 12 minutes to 8, and just as we came on air at 7, news was breaking of a cyber attack on the Rotunda Maternity Hospital, and we've learned from the HSE in the past half hour of a significant ransomware attack on their IT system. HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid is on the line. Good morning, Paul Reid.
Good morning, Anya.
We heard from the master of the Rotunda Hospital. They noticed overnight there was a problem with their IT system. They've cancelled the outpatient appointments for women under 36 weeks pregnant. But this isn't just maternity hospitals. This is HSE-wide, is it?
Yeah, good morning. Just want to give you context of what actually we know has happened so far and what we're doing. So first of all, this is a we have been the subject of a very significant major ransomware attack. It's quite a very sophisticated attack, and that will be just a kind of standard attack. So it's very sophisticated. It is impacting all of our national and indeed local systems that would be involved in all of our core services. We did become aware of it during the night, and we've been obviously acting on it straight away. The immediate priority is obviously to contain this, but it is what we call a kind of human-operated ransomware attack, where they would seek to get access to data. And obviously, you know, seek a ransom for it. So it's quite a significant one, quite a serious one. We've taken a precautionary measure to shut down a lot of our major systems to protect them. We have sought and have already got the support of the national security and IT systems. We are working with all of our major IT security providers, and the national security cyber team are involved. They have been alerted. You know, so that would be the major state supports, including Garda, Defence Forces, and third-party cyber support teams. So, obviously, we do apologise for the impacts of what it's had, but we are at the very early stages of fully understanding the threat, the impacts, and trying to contain.
Has there been a ransom demand?
Not at this stage. Again, I have to be very careful I say this on these incidents. I've dealt with them before in previous roles, and the first and obviously key thing which you have to do is contain the issue. That's what all our focus is throughout the night. And since early this morning, we've all been at it, involved in our own national crisis management team, because it is a major incident for us. So as the morning progresses, we'll get greater clarity on the issue and greater clarity of the impacts and greater clarity of the next steps we are taking. But, you know, we are in a major information capture stage and containment phase at this stage.
You say it's sophisticated, human operated, and all national and local systems are affected across all core services. Give us some examples of how extensive that is, what that means.
Well, yeah, and indeed you had the master of the Rotunda on this morning, which does set out some of the impacts in terms of the information in terms of patients as they were coming, and we would access, you know, in a normal manner to the systems just to get the patient data, how that would work across the various services. So, you know, health patients, departments, yeah, some of the impacts that it would have. Now, again, during the course of the morning, once we become clearer of what those impacts are, we will continue with national, and indeed the individual services themselves will be communicating with patients. What I can say, and what I do want to reassure everybody your listeners this morning, is the vaccination program continues, not impacted. So everybody should still come forward. Indeed, everybody should still come forward until they hear something different from us in terms of services mm-hmm. impact. So just say that firstly, but vaccination program continues. It's a separate system on a separate infrastructure. So that continues, thankfully. So, you know, we will be communicating out regularly. I'm very anxious just to come in and advise you this morning just of the impacts as we know just now. But we will have more information, and we will continue to communicate.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that, and thank you for doing that. You are shutting down a lot of your major systems, but what do the Rotunda have said? They have advised women under 36 weeks pregnant, unless there's an emergency, not to turn up for appointments today, regular appointments today. What is the advice if anyone else has an outpatient appointment in any other hospital around the country, maternity or otherwise?
Yeah, thanks. And look, I expect over the next hour we'll certainly have greater clarity on the impacts on all of the systems and all of the services. But right now, I would say, unless and until people hear from us, And we do expect more regular communications over the next hour about the impacts on each of the services. So unless until people hear, please do come forward. But over the next hour, we will have some greater communications on the impact. This is really a very evolving situation over the last few hours. And, you know, I appreciate everybody is anxious, and we are very anxious, but we will continue with communications out. So please come forward as people have appointments for now, but we will be communicating out further in the very next short while.
But, and you know, sometimes people have to travel a long way for a hospital appointment. If somebody's setting out this morning, should they wait for more information?
Yeah, I would say, certainly, you know, this is probably in the last 3 hours of which we're seeing the understanding of the impacts and the attacks. So, you know, it is an evolving situation, and I'd like to have full information just now, but I am anxious to get as much as we have out right now. But for now, I mean, people, and particularly people in need of urgent care services, all continue. Will be impacted, obviously, in terms of, as the Master of the Rotunda was talking this morning, in terms of impacts as people come forward and not being able to access IT systems does impact on efficiency. But, you know, a very evolving situation, Anya, and as I say, we will have further information once we have it.
All right. Perhaps, I don't know, but maybe if you do get more information, because obviously it's an evolving situation, we may be able to get a couple of minutes with you or get another update from you before 9 o'clock. You're working with Gardaí, Defence Forces and Cyber Security. A major, I mean, yes, let me clarify one thing. The Master of the Rotunda said that the life-saving equipment they use in the delivery suites, the premature babies, not affected. What about intensive care units, machines, you know, that are really important in treating people and keeping them healthy and alive? Are they okay?
Yeah, I mean, what we expect is most of the infrastructure in our hospitals and acute hospital systems would be based on a dedicated local infrastructure. So it's not, this is more or less information technology systems and transferring of information across networks. So most of those will be on standalone infrastructure. We would expect to be, you know, fine and working in operation. And all our indications are that that is the case. So it's largely what is stored on central servers, what is transferred across central servers between networks and between infrastructure is where the impacts as we assess them right now.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for giving us that information. That's the Chief Executive of the HSE, Paul Reid.
Let's talk now to Brian Honan, who's a cybersecurity expert and former special advisor on cybersecurity to Europol. Brian, thanks very much for talking to us. Let's start with the basics. What is a ransomware attack?
Yeah, good morning, Rachel. A ransomware attack is where criminals use a computer virus to infect your computers. And once they trigger the virus, it encrypts or scrambles all your data so that you can't access it. And then they demand a ransom, an extortion fee from you to give you the password to recover your data from. So it's an attack where they make your information unavailable and literally hold it to ransom.
And from what we've been hearing over the past hour or so since this story broke, what do you make of what's happening here?
Yeah, look, this is a major attack by all accounts. It's heartening to hear from Paul Reid and HSE and the Chief of the Rotunda Hospital how their business continuity plans have been able to kick in and that they're able to continue ordinary operations, albeit at a slower pace because it is paper-based, but and that they've taken systems offline as a precaution to stop the ransom virus spreading any further within the systems. So they've taken the proactive and positive steps, and hopefully the attack can be contained and dealt with over the next few days. But look, we have seen this happen in other countries. The people behind these attacks are criminals. Their only motive is to make money. They don't care who they impact or who they hurt. And they've hit hospitals in other countries. They've hit health services in other countries, educational services, etc. And, you know, I think it does say a lot about the type of people who conduct these attacks that they do this type of stuff to hospitals and healthcare in the middle of a pandemic.
So is it likely then that the people behind this, that they will be getting in touch in some way with the HSE to say, listen, this is what we've done and this is what we're looking for?
Yeah, that's typically how it works, is that they're maybe looking to contact the HSE in some way. Typically, it's a message left on one of the impacted machines. It'll give them details of an email address to contact that they can communicate with the criminals, or a website that they can go to communicate with them through that. And it'll probably contain the ransom demand as to how much money they're looking for, and how they expect to be paid, which will be generally through cryptocurrencies, typically something like Bitcoin, etc., to transfer the money off to them.
How can this be resolved?
There are several ways you can resolve it. If you're lucky, your backups are up to date and haven't been affected by the criminals. Sometimes what the criminals do is when they access your network, they will spend time on your network and corrupt your backups, so that when they do trigger the ransomware software, that is you go to recover your backups, it's not there. So if, you know, as I said, hopefully the backups have not been impacted and the data can be restored from that. If the backups have been impacted, then the options are to not pay the ransom and rebuild your systems from scratch as best you can. Or unfortunately, a decision may have to be made whether or not to pay the ransom to try to get the data back. But we should be very wary. You are dealing with criminals. By their nature, they're not the most trustworthy people in the world. And there's no guarantee, even if you pay the ransom, that you will get your data back, or that if you pay the ransom, that there's no additional costs or impact on the information that as a result of the attack.
Just one final question, Brian. We're talking here, in some cases, about quite sensitive information. Is there a danger that people's data, their personal information, has been compromised?
Yeah, there is, Rachel. Some of the criminal gangs, they do what's called a double extortion attack. So your information is held to ransom by the ransomware, and you need to pay to get it back. And then the criminals also threaten to release the data they've got during the attack onto the internet, and they will demand a payment for that to prevent that from happening. And we've seen a case of recently in Finland where a psychiatric hospital was impacted by such an attack that their data was ransomed, the payment was demanded to release their data, and also payment demanded not to post the data onto the internet.
Brian, thank you very much. And of course, I should say that at this moment, it's entirely unclear whether anything like that has happened or will happen. But as Brian was saying to us there, it's a possibility. That was Brian Honan, cybersecurity expert and former special advisor on cybersecurity to Europol. We'll have more on this as we get it. The time now, though, is 26 minutes past eight.
And it's just not just the maternity services. This is happening right across the system. Professor Seamus O'Reilly, medical oncologist at CUH in Cork, can tell us how this cyber attack is hitting their work. What did you come into this morning, Professor O'Reilly?
Good morning. So we came into paralysis of our information technology systems with all computers switched off because of the ransomware attack. HSE have really acted very quickly on all of this. Our main concern is patient safety. So on the ward on this morning, concern about results that might be outstanding and laboratory data that needs to be available to manage patient care today. So that would be our main focus for the rest of the day, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's very distressing for patients, to be honest with you. There might be results that need clarification or test results that they're waiting for. So there's a lot of distress in our clinic today and on the ward today because of this.
Will you be having to postpone some treatments, some chemotherapy? I mean, I can only imagine, because so much of cancer treatment depends on ongoing testing. You can only do one thing when you have the results from another, and so on.
Yes, so we're probably going to play it case by case today, depending on what. Sometimes we do pre-testing so that the blood results might have been done a day or so ago, so we'd have the results in advance. So it's going to have to be on a case-by-case basis. But as you say, cancer care is very time-dependent, so we're anxious that if we can go ahead with treatment in a safe way, we will.